We'll begin preparing for Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, and we'll dedicate our learning today to Natalie Bat Galina and her daughter Alexandra. Hashem should give them much blessing and success.
It's from Russian, probably.
When we discuss the new year, so we have to remember that the Rosh Hashanah is the end of one year and the beginning of another year. So Rosh Hashanah has dual themes. We prepare for Rosh Hashanah 30 days beforehand. Ezrat Hashem, next week is going to be Rosh Chodesh Elul, the beginning of the month of Elul. Elul in the zodiac is the zodiac of the Virgin. And the idea is it's a fresh start. It's youth again. We're starting again. And in the month of Elul, Ashkenazim have the custom that every morning we blow shofar in davening. Sfardim have the custom that all of the month of Elul, they say slichot. They get up early and they say the special slichot in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Ashkenazim only start saying slichot a week before Rosh Hashanah, and we'll discuss that later. But we also add LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Ishi, that chapter in Psalms, and we start checking ourselves. We start preparing for the new year, and this part of the preparation is really a way of making ourselves into better people. We spend the month seeking how to better ourselves. The verse says, "Dirshu Hashem behimatzo." Seek out Hashem when He makes Himself available. When is Hashem available? So, one opinion in the Talmud is that's the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we're preparing ourselves. Yeah. Hashem is coming close. This is the time of year where we go out towards Hashem. Ani ledodi v'dodi li. I go out to my beloved. He comes towards me. But it begins with us. We go towards Him. In every relationship, there are times where one side is has more initiation. One side is taking control, is moving the relationship forward. So in Pesach is the time of year when Hashem moved us forward. He came to us, we weren't fitting. He came and said, I'll take you by the hand, I'll take you out of Egypt, I'll take care of you. Rosh Hashanah, 6 months later, the month of Tishrei, as we're preparing, that's the time of year where we go out towards Hashem, we make ourselves better. And that's also the dual nature. We look back at the year, and we think back this year, previous years, what mistakes we've made, and we also look forward to the new year, how to make it a better year. How are we going to make this year into the best year we've ever had? A year where we'll be able to be good people, and God-fearing people, and productive people, and do our job in this world. So we spend the month of Elul in self-examination in a positive way. How do we get better? And throughout the month, we blow the shofar, we remind ourselves that Rosh Hashanah is coming, and the verse says in the prophets, Ha'yishama shofar be'ir, is the trumpet blown in the city, and the people don't fear. The trumpet is the warning sign. It's like the
from where is this? It's from Navim.
Yeah, Trei Asar. I don't remember if it's Nahum.
It's a lion roar. Right. Who was not afraid?
Right, exactly. Exactly. So we blow shofar throughout the month of Elul every morning. There used to be a custom to blow it also every night. I don't know of anyone that has that custom. But every morning after Shachrit, we blow the shofar. It's a reminder. Get ready. The root of the custom began back in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe went up the mountain. So the Jews erred the first time he went up the mountain, and they did the golden calf. So this time they blew shofar every morning when Moshe went up. The last time he went up the mountain was Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he came down on Yom Kippur, and he said, Hashem has forgiven you completely. So we stand in preparation. These 40 days are like the 40 days the people in Nineveh took 40 days to repent. God said, in 40 days Nineveh will be overturned. So do we take 40 days now, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we take in preparation. We wish ourselves and the world a good year. And we have to remember that Rosh Hashanah is the time that God judges the world at large. Not only the Jewish people. all of the world gets judged. Every
kingdom. All the world.
The whole world. God created the world on the 25th of the month of Elul. And man was created on Rosh Hashanah. Man was the essence of creation. So on this day, God says, I created you. This is like your birthday. This is the day when man came to be and man recognized God as the creator. So too, on this day, we again recognize Hashem as the creator, master of the world. And that's the theme of Rosh Hashanah. The major theme of Rosh Hashanah is that God runs the world. We are again recognizing His kingship. Rosh Hashanah, God judges the world. But we, from our perspective, we don't make any requests on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we come and recognize that God is king. We blow the trumpet, we blow the shofar. This year, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So we won't blow shofar the first day of Rosh Hashanah, only the second day. But technically, the blowing of the shofar is like blowing before the king. And the blowing of shofar is also like a wail, a request, a prayer. You know, a person can say, I want A, I want B, I want C. Or sometimes a person can just cry. And the cry can move the parent or the person who the request is being posed to. So the tears can move them even more. When a person just cries, so then it's just the expression of emotion. That's the shofar.
Yeah, it's Rav Dovid Gaon used to say.
So that's also an aspect of the shofar. That the shofar is just, we're crying, Hashem help us, we're your children. And we're going to discuss Avinu Malkeinu. Hashem, you're our father, you're our king. On the one hand, we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah, that day in which we say, we recognize you're king. But what we say in Rosh Hashanah is, it's true. You look at the world, and it seems like everything's hefker. People are dishonest and they're successful. People are cheating and they succeed. People are wicked and they succeed.
It's in Kohelet.
On Rosh Hashanah, we ignore all the philosophical questions. We say, Hashem, you run the world. No questions. And we're waiting for the day that the whole world will recognize it. On Rosh Hashanah, we say, we know that you judge the world. We know that you will bring justice to the world. We know that even now you're judging the world. That's Rosh Hashanah. You're king. Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. Hashem, you, in justice, you establish earth. We don't mention the point that we don't necessarily see the justice always. We recognize that there is justice. Even though we have questions, Rosh Hashanah isn't the time for questions. Rosh Hashanah is the time when we say, you're the king, you're running the world. And
we are saying Avinu Malkeinu.
On Rosh Hashanah we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. On the days in between, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, we say Avinu Malkeinu. But it's good to start preparing, to start thinking. That's it, Elul is coming. Next week is Elul, this Shabbos, we bench Chodesh Elul Be'ezat Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, we're starting in our preparations. We should all...
This Shabbos we are benching for New Year, yeah?
Yeah.
For New Month.
New Month, yeah.
And then next week it's New Month.
Correct.
Rosh Chodesh.
Thursday, Friday.
No, Thursday, Friday. Okay. Yeah. So immediately...